With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the riches of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. This week, we celebrate two national holidays in North America, so on today's program, we'll focus on music of the United States for the 4th of July, alongside some Canadian music to mark Canada Day. Great sacred choral and organ music by Virgil Thompson, Calvin Hampton, Eleanor Daly, Stephen Caracciolo, and others. We'll begin with a snazzy organ fanfare by American composer Gerald Neer and performed by James Jordan on the organ of the Church of the Advent in Boston.
Thank you.
An American Hymn, a setting of America the Beautiful, as arranged by Cecil Effinger. John Walker led the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh in that performance. Earlier, James Jordan played Fanfare by Gerald Neer at the Church of the Advent in Boston. Music of Ross Lee Finney is next. His collection, Pilgrim Psalms, sets many of the early tunes brought to these shores by the Pilgrims in 1620 in the form of a psalter prepared for them by Dutch publisher Henry Ainsworth. We'll hear his setting of Psalm 100, performed by the Harvard Choruses, directed by Andrew Clark. Christian Lane plays the organ. Psalm 100 is set by Ross Lee Finney in his collection Pilgrim Psalms. Andrew Clark led the combined choirs of Harvard University, accompanied by Christian Lane. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune Resignation is among the most recognizable of American folk hymns. Virgil Thomson famously used this tune for his setting of Isaac Watts's paraphrase of Psalm 23. From Hymns from the Old South, we'll hear My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. Elizabeth Patterson leads Gloriae Dei Cantoris. Gloriae Dei Cantoris sang My Shepherd Will Supply My Need by Virgil Thomson. Elizabeth Patterson conducted. One of the uniquely creative voices in American church music in the 20th century was Calvin Hampton, a fixture on the New York scene from the late 1960s to early 1980s. His repeating Alleluia was composed for his congregation and choir at Calvary Church in New York, and in its simplicity, it also reveals his inventiveness. Dale Ottleman leads the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills.
Thank you.
Calvin Hampton's setting of the hymn "There's a Wideness in God's Mercy" was sung by the choir of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. Benjamin Bachman directed. Earlier, we heard the choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sing a repeating Alleluia, also by Mr. Hampton. Dale Ottoman conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. July 1st marks the celebration of Canada Day for our northern neighbors. One of the leading Canadian composers of organ music today is Rachel Laurent. We'll hear three of her short pieces next, performed by fellow Canadian Isabelle Demers. The three pieces are Cantilene, Toccatina, and Fugue Boucle.
Thank you.
We heard three pieces from a set of 12 short pieces by Canadian composer Rachel Laurent. Isabel Demers played Cantilene, Toccatina, and Fugue Boucle on the organ of the Church of Saint-Ange de la Chine in Montreal. Canadian composer Imant Ramanch's Latvian roots are evident in his choral works. His richly textured anthem Come My Light sets a 17th century text by St. Dmitri of Rostov. We'll hear it performed by the Vancouver Chamber Choir under the direction of John Washburn. Come My Light by Iman Duraminj was performed by the Vancouver Chamber Choir, led by John Washburn. Hymn of Peace was written for the 1869 National Peace Jubilee in Boston, commemorating the end of the Civil War. It was first sung by a chorus of 10,000 with an accompanying 1,000-piece orchestra. We'll hear it more simply performed by Choir Cleveland. Ross W. Duffin conducts. Ross W. Duffin led Choir Cleveland in Hymn of Peace with words by Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr. and music by Matthias Keller. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Robert Kreutz has been a prolific composer of church music in this country, especially for that of the Roman Catholic tradition. His motet, Scapulis Suis, sets a familiar verse from Psalm 91, "The Lord will cover you with his pinions." It's a setting of calm assurance. The William Ferris Chorale performs, directed by Paul French.
'Tis the gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free.
'Tis the gift to come down where you are to be.
And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
The Gentlemen of Cantus sang Stephen Caracciolo's arrangement of the Shaker hymn, Simple Gifts. Earlier, we heard Scapulis Suis by Robert Kreutz, performed by the William Ferris Chorale. Paul French conducted. Eleanor Daly is among the leading composers of church music in Canada today, and next, we'll hear her motet on the Eucharistic text, Hear, O My Lord. Brady Knapp leads the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston.
Thank you.
Hear, O My Lord, by Eleanor Daly, was sung by the choir of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston. Brady Knapp conducted. Jane Marshall has been a leading figure in American church music for decades through her compositions and her teaching at Southern Methodist University for many years. Among her most well-known and beloved compositions is her setting of an anonymous Latin text from the 17th century translated by Edward Coswell. My Eternal King receives a stirring performance by the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh, led by J. Christopher Pardini. Kate Pearson accompanies. My Eternal King by Jane Marshall was sung by the choir of Shadyside Presbyterian Church in Pittsburgh. J. Christopher Pardini directed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Independence Day in the U.S. as well as Canada Day. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.